From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We always describe the next round of primaries as crucial. We said that about Iowa. We said it about New Hampshire, South Carolina, Super Tuesday, the so-called Potomac primaries, Wisconsin, the same thing. Well, by that standard, today, with primaries being held in Ohio, Texas, Rhode Island, and Vermont, is super crucial, hyper crucial. Barack Obama has won 11 contests in a row. Hillary Clinton is fighting back hard. Is this conceivably D-Day for the Democrats? We're joined by NPR's Mara Liasson to find out. Mara, everyone seems to be speculating today about what it means for Obama and Clinton. What's your take?
Well, you know, even Bill Clinton has said that Hillary Clinton must win both Ohio and Texas. So I think for Barack Obama, if he can win both Texas and Ohio, he probably can put the nomination once and for all beyond her reach. For Clinton, however, winning can be defined in different ways. If she wins the popular vote in both Ohio and Texas, she clearly gets a big psychological boost. She gets the comeback headlines. She lives to fight on to Pennsylvania, which is on April 22nd. She certainly would stop the flow of superdelegates to him, which is happening kind of one at a time, one per day. But even if she wins the popular vote tonight, she could come out winning fewer delegates tonight than Obama because of the way Democrats divvy up their delegates proportionately. It takes a big, big popular vote margin to get a delegate margin.
Yeah, from what I can see of the arithmetic tonight, it's conceivable that Barack Obama could come away with an insurmountable lead. I can't see how Senator Clinton could do that.
No, she can't. I think it's mathematically impossible. Mm-hmm. She could get popular vote wins, which puts her back in the game.
Any special issues you see this time in Texas and Ohio? I guess trade
in
Ohio.
Certainly the economy. Yeah. Yes, certainly the economy in Ohio. People blame NAFTA for a lot of their economic troubles. The candidates have been arguing about who is more in favor of NAFTA, which, of course, is a dirty word among Democrats in Ohio. She certainly has a record of saying good things about it, but she leveled the playing field this week when she came up with a memo that a Canadian diplomat had written about Obama perhaps being more for it than he made out. The other big issue, of course, is who's ready to be commander-in-chief, and the candidates have had dueling red phone ads on the air, as in who's more capable and able to pick up the red phone in the middle of the night in the White House.
Today in Texas, the Democrats stage the Texas two-step. It's not just a primary, it's a prima caucus.
That's right. It's a prima caucus. About a little less than two-thirds of the delegates are given out in the primary. Another one-third are given out at night in the caucuses. You can only vote in the caucus if you prove that you've also voted in the primary. Of course, traditionally, we've seen throughout this election that caucuses favor Obama. He does very well there. The delegates in Texas are divided up per state Senate district based on Democratic performance. In other words, how many votes John Kerry got in 2004, how many votes the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, who was Chris Bell, got in 2006 in Texas. If Democrats voted more for the Democratic candidate, they get more delegates. And of course, that means that urban African-American districts in Texas have more delegates than Hispanic districts.
Just very briefly, because there's less drama to it, John McCain on the Republican side, can he wrap it up tonight, actually?
Yes, it's mathematically possible that he could get the 170 delegates he still needs to get the 1,191 he needs to clinch the nomination. That would mean he would get about two-thirds of what's at stake tonight, and that is possible. This could be Mike Huckabee's last stand.
Talk to you later, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.